We're going to go out now with a special message from Carl Dix. And I just want to say, so check this out. This is a special message from Carl Dix, and I'll be back again next week. Take care. Carl, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on, Michael.
Yeah, well, it's definitely a very hot time, and things are heating up both ways. And you just recently spoke to that pretty sharply. I wanted people to hear it. So how about we just jump right into that?
Well, I issued a statement. The dogs are still in the street. This is not the time to pull back or go on the defensive. And the statement's available at revcom.us, and it was occasioned by the events in Ferguson recently, where at the time of a protest going on at the Ferguson police station, shots were fired, a couple of officers were wounded. And look, there was a big attempt to use this to demonize the protesters. Immediately, protesters were blamed for this, and to say that this is more reason that people need to get out of the streets. Now, I cannot get into and tell you exactly what happened. I know that the police have recently arrested somebody. When he turned up at the police station, he looked like he had been beaten. They say he's confessed. I don't know about that because all we got is police information on that, and we cannot take that as the gospel truth. But I can tell you this. The problem was and is the violence that the system unleashes through its frontline enforcers, the cops, against the people all across this country. Police given a green light to brutalize and even murder people. That is the problem. It is horrific. It is illegitimate. And it is racially disparate. And it's got to be stopped. And it's up to us to stop it. And there is no reason for those of us who are standing up against these horrors to go on the defensive, to retreat, to pull back, and to be chilled into passivity by this offensive that the other side's coming at us with. Police have continued to brutalize and murder people. The legal system has continued to exonerate them when they carry out these murderous deeds. That is what people have been standing up against in a wave that really sparked off by what people did in Ferguson last year, taken to a higher level when the grand juries refused to indict the killer cops. And we need to get back on the offensive doing that. We can't allow disorientation and confusion about, well, is the problem that the protests have gone too far? Are we criticizing cops who are heroes doing a tough job? I mean, look, let's just be real clear. Cops are murdering people. They're killing unarmed, innocent people. They're killing people who have cigarette lighters, wallets in their hands, cell phones. I mean, they're choking people to death as they cry out that they can't breathe. And I just got to say, how much training does it take not to murder somebody? Not a whole lot. It just takes some basic humanity. And that is something that the enforcers, the frontline enforcers for this system, are recruited, oriented, and trained not to apply, especially not to apply to Black and Latino people and other oppressed people. That must be stopped, and we got to stand up and stop it. We got to do what people in Madison, Wisconsin, where I am right now on my tour, spreading shutdown A14 and revolution. And here, you got these high school students who just flowed into the streets after a 19-year-old Black man was murdered by police. They took over the state capitol. They marched through the streets of Madison. They are doing exactly what's needed right now, standing up and fighting for justice for this young man. And this is what's needed all across the country, now up to April 14th, on April 14th itself, and continuing after April 14th with wave upon wave of even more powerful protests. We have to disrupt business as usual in this country because this business as usual includes police getting away with murdering Black and Latino people. April 14th is the day to do it everywhere. Shut down A14. That's the hashtag that's got to be spread. People have to make plans to act on April 14th. Send those plans into the website stopmassincarceration.net. Go to that site to see whether there are already plans. Go to that site to get involved. People's lives are on the line. This is extremely important, and we have to act around it.